Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Gordon Rhodes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. There goes Chapman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Larry moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kerr out. One out. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frazier moves to second. Ed Wells now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Ruth steals third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to home to get Ruth. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. Dickey moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth scores. It's 6-1, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. It's 7-1, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. It's 9-1, Yankees. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing left field. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jim Moore. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Blue reaches second base with a double. Fothergill moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.